KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news. It's on Monday, the second day of April for 2018. Well, with the 2018 fire season on the horizon, the Lockwood Fire Protection District has entered into a cooperative fire protection agreement with the Cal Fire's Amador El Dorado unit. Known as the Amador Plan, under this agreement, Cal Fire will staff a fire engine 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year-round, to serve the residents and the surrounding areas of the Lockwood Fire Protection District with emergency response to medical aids, traffic accidents, structure fires, and wildland fires. The Amador Plan is a cost-sharing agreement in which Lockwood Fire Protection District pays a portion of the personnel costs, which will keep, in this case, the Dewdrop Fire Station staffed during the winter months when Cal Fire might normally shut down staff due to decreased threat of wildfires. The agreement is mutually beneficial as it provides additional staffing in the winter months, allowing Cal Fire to continue working on fuel reduction and other fire prevention projects in the Lockwood Fire Protection District and the surrounding areas.
Well, the County of Amador and the Foothill Conservancy have signed a settlement agreement intended to resolve the Conservancy's California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA, lawsuit challenging the approval of the new Amador County General Plan. Conservancy Executive Director Amanda Nelson said the settlement addresses the key concerns about the county's general plan, and its provisions will now better protect the ag lands, scenic beauty, community character, and wildlife of Amador County. The settlement requires the county to develop a comprehensive set of general plan performance measures with regular monitoring and periodic reports to the Board of Supervisors. If identified trends are inconsistent with the general plan's stated goals, county staff will provide an analysis and recommendations to the Board of Supervisors, which will then review the recommendations at a public meeting.
A Calaveras County man has been tapped by Governor Brown for a state housing department position. Kyle Krause of McAlamy Hill will serve as the assistant chief of the housing standards section for the California Department of Housing and Community Development. Since 2016, Krause has served as a deputy building official with the El Dorado County Planning and Building Department. The 52-year-old Krause also held positions with the Jackson Rancheria from 2003 to 2009, including building inspector and project superintendent. He is also a general contractor. This position does not require a state Senate confirmation.
During the month of April, Operation CARE encouraging Amador County residents to speak out against sexual violence and abuse. Operation CARE is taking a stand against violence, urges bystanders to use their voices and do the same. According to Executive Director Tammy Crabtree, quote, clients may come to Operation CARE feeling hopeless, powerless, alone, and afraid. With help through support and education, the ultimate goal is they'll find their voice and all the power it holds. Well, according to the National Violence Resource Center, 1 in 4 girls, 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before they turn 18 years old. 1 in 5 women, 1 in 71 men will be raped at some point in their lifetime. If you or someone you know needs help, call 911 or call the 24-hour crisis line at 223-2600. And for more information, 223-2897, or visit them online, operationcare.org. Operation CARE has been providing help for victims of sexual assault and domestic violence in Amador County since 1980. And again, that website is operationcare.org. The 24-hour crisis line, 223-2600. For more info, 223-2897.
And the recent Scouting for Food campaign, a big success in Amador County. Last month, scouts from PAC 89, Troop 888, Troop 2020, and PAC and Troop 477 were able to collect enough food to fill up one of the Interfaith Food Bank's delivery trucks. Food Bank Executive Director Beth Stanton thanked the scouts for their efforts in collecting over 1.5 tons of food and $637 in cash donations. The scouts spent a week collecting food from the community for a total of 222 man-hours of time, or about 14 pounds of food per hour.
And give the gift of life today. The Veterans Community Blood Drive, held every other month in the American Legion on Sutter Hill. You can donate blood anytime today between 10:30 and 5:30. Now it's the 15th year. The 2016 blood drive collected 980 units. So now it's in its 15th year, but the blood drive in 2016 collected 980 units. The 2017 blood drive collected 1,179 units. Now the 2018 goal is to collect 1,200 units. The blood drive helps provide needed blood units for Central and Northern California and is sponsored by the American Legion Amador Post 108, Ione Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 8254, and Disabled American Veterans Post 188. The next blood drive is set for Monday, June 4th. For more information, call 304-8770.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.